Hello and welcome back to It Was a Square with me.
And me. I'm Sean.
No way, me too.
Well, I'm something of a Sean Riley.
Yeah. That's a funny story. I just put a thing on Facebook and this random guy responded, I'm something of a Sean Riley myself. And his name was Sean Riley. So I thought that was fun.
With an extra E.
Yeah, it was R-E-I-L-L-Y.
So shout out to, he spelled Sean the same way, right?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve? Mm-hmm. Anything extra spooky happened to you?
We already talked about the door.
Not yet? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we didn't do much for Halloween. We walked around.
We dressed up?
We did. Yeah, very, very last minute. Mm-hmm. We were going someplace at 4:30 and decided what we were going to do at like 2:50, 3 o'clock.
Well, I did look at stuff all day.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, it was that situation. But yeah, what did we do?
We did a scarecrow who was very bad at her job.
Yes, and a crow. It was fun, though. Like, you just wore farming clothes and did some makeup.
Wore a fun hat. Yeah. Stuck some wheat in my pocket.
Yeah, we have wheat in our house, so you put it in your pocket.
Yes.
And for a crow, I just wore all black, and then I constructed a crow head out of cardboard and a lot of tape and paint.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I was very impressed. I took a nap, and when I woke up,
you did.
I was very impressed.
Had a good time. So, fun fact about this Halloween. The year was a while ago. I was in 7th grade. And in our class, each homeroom was given a specific color, and like we had to come up with a team situation and a name. And we were given purple, and after a lot of discussion, this one kid was like, how about Flying Purple People Eaters? And that will be our team name. And everyone was like, oh yeah, that's great, let's do that. And I was 7th grade me just sitting there being like, I have no idea why anybody likes that. That's a dumb name if you ask me. But okay, like I'll just go with the minority. Or sorry, the majority and the vocal minority. And I go along with it. I had no idea what that was to this day. Well, to this week. And a few days ago, Brooke played the Flying Purple People Eater song. And it brought me right back. I was like, oh man, I remember the purple polo I wore to that class. And now I get it.
Yep. It was funny. Yeah, we were decorating a haunted cookie house. And I was just jamming to some Halloween music, and Sean was like, let me tell you a story.
Yeah, put that song on pause. I have a tale yeah. to spin.
So, I'm glad I can show you things from your childhood.
That's the whole conceit of the podcast.
Yeah, should be doing this about that song.
Yeah. Well, that's it. See you next week. Yeah. It might be a bit obvious. We're hoping to release these on Wednesday from now on. So every Wednesday morning, hopefully, we'll record them Tuesday night, edit them, and throw them out on Wednesday. What about you? Have you been experiencing any fun childhood memories from songs or podcasts or anything?
I haven't really listened to any podcasts this week.
What?
Yeah, kind of got...
Not even our own podcast favorite? Podcasts do go on?
Oh, I do listen to that.
That's only like 2 hours, though, out of 40.
Yep.
What have you been doing?
Just jamming out to music, like I always have done my whole life.
Hmm.
Felt good to get back to my roots.
Roots yeah. of jam?
Yeah, you never listened to music, really.
I never have, never will.
Yeah, and I have always listened to music. Yeah. Literally, always. My mom...
Feels good that I was able to introduce a different kind of jam to you, that of podcasts, which yeah. I do jam to on the daily.
Yeah. You, podcasts to you are music to me.
I mean, music is music to me.
I'm just saying, I could listen
but
to
I
it.
But I fill my silence with podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could listen to, and I've done this many times, where I want to listen to a specific song, I click it, and then I'm just in the zone doing whatever, and it'll be like an hour later. And that song is still playing.
Yeah.
So I just listened to that song.
I often can't even do that for a single run of a song.
Yeah, we'll be in the car and that will happen. And I do not notice that the song's playing over and over again. And you'll be like, can you change the song?
Yeah. It's been just 4 hours.
Because no. I just, like, it's just background noise to me.
Yeah. I really live in the moment, you know? So
yeah.
The moment, if it's repetitive, is very repetitive.
Today, I was the last one at work. And so I took my earbuds out and just, like, played it at my bench. Mm-hmm. Felt real good. Just blast music. Hang out with plants. It was a good day.
I mean, that's your life. Throw in some, you know, 30 degrees warmer and some bees, and you're living your best life.
Ain't that the truth?
What else did we do this week? We finally finished Only Murders in the Building.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't get... It's not as good as it is sounding like it should be, I will say. I guess I'm just saying that because the ending really annoyed me, I think.
Yeah, the ending felt a little rushed.
It really did. What was there, 9 episodes? I feel like no, the...
The face you're making. I'm excited to see it when you realize you're wrong.
I mean, with that voice, you're going to feel pretty upset when I reveal that there were 10 episodes, like I said.
Yes.
There are 10 episodes. And I feel like the 10th episode was like the whole, could have been the whole story stretched out. It was a lot for a last episode. Last two, I will say. As far as comedy goes, I think it's episode 8, where I don't want to like spoil who it is or what goes on, but basically Steve Martin's stunt double shows up, because Steve Martin, his character is an actor. His stunt double shows up, and it is hilarious. I laughed very out loud.
You LOL'd IRL. I'm excited for season 2.
Yeah, which there definitely will be. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but...
No. Well, I thought, like, oh, this is wrapped a little too neatly. How are they going to bring another... Oh, I thought maybe that was going to be it.
Mm-hmm. I thought...
And then, nope.
Yeah. Why don't we go into spoilers? So, if you haven't seen it, you know, I'll put in a thing saying jump to this point. I had forgotten that the first scene of the show where Mabel stabs somebody with a knitting needle happened. So, when all this, like, craziness was happening in the last 3 minutes... I was like, what? Like, why? And then that happens, and I'm like, nah. And it's all just set up for season 2. It has nothing to do with the rest of the plot. It's just, if I had remembered that that had happened, maybe I would have been a bit more on edge every time she pulled out her knitting needle to try and stab somebody in a tie-dye hoodie.
Yeah.
Which almost happened in an alley. Anyway.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been that scene. I loved it. At the end, I was like, oh, yeah.
No, me, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I liked that Holly did it. Just because I liked that the actor did it. Because that's a huge change.
Her name is not Holly.
Sorry. Holly from The Office.
I can't remember her name right now. I can't like her.
Amy Ryan. Oh, and her Jan. What's her act?
Jan. The other.
Oh, yeah, Jan. Name. Wow, she really did go from a Holly to a Jan, didn't she? So Amy Ryan, very, very different from Holly, which is the only other thing I know her from. Maybe she's always playing a serial killer, but I thought it was a good fake out. I thought the cat guy was very funny, a very funny returning character. And when he got Sevelin, I hated that. Evelyn the 7th?
Yeah.
Just replaced his cat with the same name, apparently 6 times.
I love Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Steve Martin and Martin Short, classic duo.
Yeah.
3 amigos minus...
The third.
The third amigo. Whose name? Is Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need to be there.
Nah. Were you visited by any strangers in the night?
Just you.
Not pretty strange.
So Sean, like, keeps, like, a note page for what I... Because I talk in my sleep.
Pretty constantly.
So he'll tell me if I say funny things.
Yeah.
Which is pretty constant. But you talked in your sleep last night. You first rolled over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, can I take your order?" And then,
I'm committed to my job.
And then at one point I accidentally bumped you and you immediately rolled over, turned on your phone, rolled back over to me and said, "It's 2:30, Brooke." And then, like, half shot up out of bed, half flung yourself out of the bed to grab a pillow that had fallen off.
Because I need to sleep with 3 pillows.
Is it just 3?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 4. You sure it's not fourth?
I mean, I'll take a fourth, but there's not enough room.
Slammed that pillow in between us and said, 2:30, Brooke. And it was very funny.
Very quickly, my favorite so far entry into your wisdom that I have your late tonight wisdom. You, very similarly, just sleeping. I hadn't gone to sleep yet. And you kind of shot up and you were looking at me with big wide-eyed terror that I could barely see. And you go, do you have a spider on you? Or I think you just say, there's a spider on you. And I go, no. And you're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And okay. And you immediately are back asleep. It's very funny.
No recollection. Yeah. That was many moons ago.
That was almost 2 months ago. So this week, you showed me a pretty fun movie that I had said negative things about. I feel like this kind of is the how we could open every time it's your week.
Yeah, you have negative feelings towards a movie you've never seen.
I've fully. Seen this, okay.
And then I show it to you, and you actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I do try to go into all of the movies you show me with a very positive attitude. So I think that has something to do with, you know, all of my views of these movies being positive, but this one's pretty good anyway.
I know.
What did you show me?
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I know. For the listeners, what did you show me?
Hocus Pocus. Yeah.
You're saying it like I should know. I do know. Came out in 1993. Mm-hmm. You were negative dose.
Yeah, you were more negative than me. Been that positively.
Yeah. So why'd you choose it?
Because it was Halloween.
It was literally Halloween day.
And that is, in my mind, like the pinnacle Halloween movie.
How do you feel about the movie Halloween?
Don't know.
With Michael Myers, the super bad serial killer.
Couldn't tell you.
Or Halloween 2018 or Halloween Kills or the other 15 Halloween movies?
Just guessing, I probably do not feel great about them.
Okay. With that in mind, Hocus Pocus is your number one?
Halloween movie? Yeah. It's like you just have to watch it. I think that's the only Halloween movie I see any.
Interesting. It's always been on.
It's played a million times.
Yeah, my experience with it is always like walking into the room, seeing 15 to 20 minutes. I've seen the end a lot because that's how it goes. You know, you walk in a third of the way through, three quarters of the way through, whatever it is, and then you just watch it till the end. So I've seen that 100 times. I've never seen the beginning. And boy, do I not need to, because the beginning is not very good.
What's the story here?
That's a good question. Salem. Heard of it?
Massachusetts? I have.
Yeah. Imagine, if you will, there were some witches there around the 1600s, but for real. And these witches, played by Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the third famous woman.
Kathy.
They're hanged.
Possibly burned. And it's a children's movie, so it doesn't get that graphic.
That's a good point. But is it a children's movie? We'll talk about it later. So as they're hanged, put a curse on the people saying we'll come back if a dirty virgin lights a candle. A lot of virgin shaming in this movie. Mm. Then a dirty virgin lights a candle and they come back and it's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
I will say, though, our door just kind of blew open a few minutes ago. And that was real life and pretty spooks.
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah.
We've locked the door.
Yeah.
So before we get into it, before we get into why I don't like the beginning, I will say the 1600s part is great. I enjoy it.
That's the beginning.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking about the other beginning.
Okay.
I'm talking about the modern day beginning.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. Salem stuff, it's good.
You're allowed to have that opinion.
Thank you. So the reason I don't like the modern day beginning is... I say I don't like it. I like it insofar as it's a ridiculous thing that will never happen. Like all of these Salem people that I'm sure Halloween could be very big there. But this weird Californian kid's like, oh, Halloween's not even real. You guys believe in Halloween? And like he's being made fun of by all the kids because he doesn't believe in Halloween. And the teacher's like, your Californian sensibilities, blah, 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 blah.
The craziest part about that is that he just asks a girl out, or like gives his number to a girl in front of the whole class.
Yeah.
That's the most unrealistic part of this whole movie.
That really is. Witches will come before that happens. Also, imagine having to hand someone a piece of paper to give them your phone number. Whoa, what a terrible time to live.
Imagine having to call their
landline. Yeah. Hi, is
Max?
Hi, is Max there? Blah. On the flip side, a thing that I think was ridiculous and unrealistic, but I loved, were the Graveyard Bros. Ice.
You love them?
I love to hate them. They're the quintessential, like, awful bully character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Let me see your shoes. Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah, what's his name? Hugh? No, man. Call me Ice. And then he has ice shaved into the back of his head. Yeah, that's the dream. It's a dream.
Okay, we did some rearranging. We're recording in a new setup.
Yeah.
I moved.
Yeah.
So, fun fact about this movie is that I wasn't super allowed to watch it when I was younger. And my parents just don't like
devil worship
kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like I was allowed to do like Harry Potter and stuff like that, but a lot of Halloween movies. But I pulled the whole like, I don't know if I want to say this. I'm sure they know I did it. Like, change the channel.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw them, like, walking towards the thing. And I will say, it is a little inappropriate for young children. But not because of witch stuff, just because of other things.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just, like, randomly.
I don't know if I would call this a children's movie.
Yeah. But as a child, you don't really...
You don't notice like, so pick much up of on it. Them.
But when you watch as an adult, you're like, ho-ho.
Yeah. I don't know who this is for. Like, I guess it's for the funny, like... inappropriate jokes are for the parents that are dragged to watch this.
Yeah. Not my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. In the 1600s, they steal a little girl, suck out her youth or her spirit or something. A brother like gets up, is like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then they die. They come back. Literally the same thing. A little girl stolen her big brother, jumping up. Hey, stop. That's my sister. You know, 300 years apart. Mm-hmm. To them, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they weren't like, we just did this.
Yeah, what were they doing for 300 years?
I think just dead, you know?
Just dead?
I think they're just dead. I think their conscience was just paused.
Mm.
Otherwise, that would be awful. I feel like I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, oh, you got me. I'm not going to wait potentially 10,000 years.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like that's what they did do.
Mm, okay. Maybe they're hanging out
with
Satan.
Yeah, but we don't have to super get into this, but... I don't think they are, because when they see that guy dressed up as the devil, they're like,
yeah, that's true.
They don't know who he is. They don't know what's going on.
That's very true.
I was going to say, some of the funniest parts of these movies are just them being in, like, the 1990s, the fire water thing.
My spell, fire water, and he trips the fire system.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah.
Like liquid death or something. Yeah. I don't know. And then the asphalt.
The asphalt is very funny.
Yeah. Shove her in
a black river or the yeah the highlight of the movie is absolutely just the three witches being being dumb.
That being, flying on a vacuum.
That being said, I think as great as this movie is, I want to see like a Hocus Pocus origins where they go back to like, where did Bette Midler, how did she go to hell, how did she get a book with an eye in it? By the way, how do you feel about the book with the eye in it?
It's fine.
Okay. Like that, I feel like that'd be way more interesting, but also obviously more expensive for them, and it's not gonna happen because this movie, I assume, didn't make any money.
I'm surprised they never did anything else. I think it's like a cult classic.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not a regular classic. Guts for Garters came from it.
You know, they were killed in the 1600s for being witches.
Yeah.
And at what point was that like very scary witch house? They're like, let's just turn it into a museum and have everybody visit.
That's
like,
true.
When does it lose its like spooky whatever? And then they're just like, we'll just turn it into a museum.
I think the very next year, 1694 or whatever it was.
That's when they installed the
vacuum and the fire system. No, that's a good point. It's just a weird building in the woods.
I'm sure that happens in real life.
I don't know.
Where things are...
Are there any, like, serial killer houses that are turned into museums?
No, because that's too soon. I'm talking about, like old stuff. The Colosseum.
Like, all the castles.
But I guess they always thought that was cool. Which is a weird concept to me.
It's pretty cool.
But do you know what I mean?
I do. And I don't know. Yeah. That's why I'm saying we need a Hocus Pocus Origins.
Yeah.
I think my favorite joke from the movie is where a little girl dressed as an angel says, "Bless you," and does like a bit of a curtsy. And they just, all the witches just scream and run in terror.
Yeah.
I will say, it took a minute for me to get into it, this movie.
Well, you didn't like the beginning.
I didn't. It was about 40 minutes in where I was like, I don't like this. And then, like, about after that moment, I was like, okay, like, I'm into it. Dumb witches being dumb. I'm all for it.
Dumb witches. Witches be dumb.
Yeah, they do be dumb.
It's tough to kill dead people, you know?
It is tough to kill dead people.
Another MVP of this movie and dead person, Billy.
Billy the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You wench.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty bossy to him for the fact that she murdered him. It's got a lot of guts going in that situation.
I liked the musical number, which curses all of the parents to never stop dancing. All good stuff.
What a coincidence that every single adult in that entire town
went to one of two parties. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is their literal first date. Max and Allison's first date is like fighting these three witches on Halloween.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Well. Another MVP we haven't talked about, Banks. Thackeray Banks.
Oh, yeah. I
loved the name Thackeray.
Thackeray is so bad. Yeah, little black cat that can just talk.
Yeah. He plays McGee in NCIS.
He does. Yeah. Whoa. Yep.
A McGee. Tim? Is his name Tim? It's been a while since I've seen NCIS.
I don't know. It's all, like, something my mom's always watching. Yeah. Or my parents are always watching.
Like, I watched it. We were NCIS fans.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you like NCIS the other one?
There's two other ones. Los Angeles and New Orleans.
I remember watching the Los Angeles one once, and I was like, wow, this is unwatchable.
I think it has J. Cool in it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty J. Cool. That was bad.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
Yeah. I'm probably just cut that, actually.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. And now you can no longer
bad mouth it.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever want to see it again, but I do appreciate you showing me. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for listening this far into the episode, which is not as far as you might think. Subscribe, tell a friend. If you have any questions or anything you want to say to us, you can email us at itwasasquare@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
I don't do anything on Instagram, but yeah, follow us on Instagram.
If we get more followers, we'll start doing things.
That's true. That is true. All right. Thank you so much, and bye.